Why did you choose the poets you are sharing? The first poem creates a perfect image of our national bird in the United States, the eagle. Just a few words describe its power and importance. Each line and image created with the power of well-chosen words that flow in a rhythm that enhances our ability to see the images, because the flow is pleasant in our minds, allowing us to be open to its meaning. The Eagle by Alfred Lord Tennyson. He clasps the crag with crooked hands, close to the sun in lonely lands. Ringed with the azure world, he stands. The wrinkled sea beneath him crawls. He watches from his mountain walls, and like a thunderbolt, he falls. Each line of each verse rhyme through the repetition of the end unit of the word, ands in the first and alls in the second. The rhyme works with the rhythm of each line, and in this case, brings each detailed image to a close before the next image begins. So this shows another meaning of rhyme, to be in accord. In this poem, the end sets the beginning at each line, preparing us for the next connection. The rhythm and the rhyme bring a harmony to the poem. If you've ever seen an eagle perched high on a cliff or a tree above water, surrounded by brilliance of a blue summer sky, then that sudden drop to dive for its prey is exactly this poem. Six lines. A moment in time, whose words roll together in alliteration, the syllables time to rhyme, and from the top of the crag to the deep ocean, the eagle rules. It's a perfect poem. The second poem, Dust of Snow by Robert Frost. The way a crow shook down on me the dust of snow from a hemlock tree has given my heart a change of mood and saved some part of a day I had rued. A dust of snow, isn't that lovely? A change of mood. Read it again, set in a flow of just a few words whose rhyme and rhythm bring that moment in time alive, instead of stopping the line. The rhymes seem to move us forward in their rhythm from one line to the next, a bouncing rhythm balanced by the rhyme. It helps draw us through the scene right with the poet. I've been there in the woods, walking to work off some annoyance when that plop of snow on my shoulder snaps me into the moment, the now of nature and the beauty of the world. It could have been a bird flying in front of me or a sudden slip of my foot on the path. But each of these are moments in time that shake us into our now. They're perfect scenes for poetry. And poems like these remind us of that. Poetry is captured moments.